And we're back. Mm-hmm. We're still here.
We are.
Yeah.
Into the wee hours.
Yeah, we didn't even go to the bathroom because that'd be unprofessional.
That would be unprofessional. Although, if anybody else needed to go to the bathroom, that was a good opportunity.
They could do that at home.
Yep. If the listening audience is out there.
In the privacy of their own abode, they can do that.
Yep. Celebrities on Ice and Darth Barbie and Wetware is a good song cycle if you need to go to the bathroom. No, I actually take that back completely, because that usually translates in the live scenario. That's when you go, like, during the boring songs, you know, like you go see somebody and they play, like, say, like a...
Did you mess up and not put any boring songs on the album?
I did. I really did. I had this perfectly snooze fest song. I mean, it was so boring. But the band said, no, it's probably not a good idea. It's so consistent otherwise. We don't want to throw a boring track onto an awesome record. So, and I was hearing that. We'll do it. Next album is going to be like wall-to-wall boring.
All boring.
So
yeah.
All boring. It's going to literally be like white noise and more of me speaking over stuff like I did at the top of that first song.
Yeah.
yeah. But, well, this has been great, man. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
It's a good time.
Yeah,
we like supporting. That's one of our favorite things to do, is have our band friends come in and promote their stuff.
Well, what you do is an invaluable service. So, you know, I think that without people like you who, you know, are genuinely enthusiastic, whether it be Pam or Joel or yourself, you know, or anybody else in our vast community,
in our
little place here, you know, we're Boston, but we got a good group of people who pick each other up and help each other out, and Gene Dante and Jess Collins are actually really good examples of that for me, because not only, you know, are they great, do they front great bands, but they, you know, they're just great to work with, you know, they're you know, they will help you out when needed, so it's great, and you know, just to do one last pitch to the listening audience out there, that you can see Gene Dante at 9:15, Parlor Bells at 10:15, and Set Fire, which is Jess Collins' new band, at 11:15 on this Saturday at Lizard Lounge.
It's going to be sold out. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now on brownpapertickets.com. Just search for the event. You'll find it. Get those tickets. And It's in the sanctuary city of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I think you're going to have a good time. So, I'm going to I'm hungry. So I'm going to have some. My wife, I swear to God, the last time I was on, she was making sausages. And she's making sausages tonight too. I'm pretty sure.
I see a pattern.
Yes. Well, Pat, there is a sausage, like, you know, it's,
well, you guys are Italian. Sausage. You're both Italian.
Yes. Turkey sausage, though.
Yeah.
You know, try to watch our diet. And our
yeah, and you can, stuff, turkeys, yeah. They just walk around in Cambridge. You can just grab one.
I know you can't say this on air, but I'll say turkeys are a-holes. Right? Mm-hmm. I can say a-hole, right?
Yeah, I've heard that turkeys are actually turkeys. Yeah.
They're jerks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not nice birds. All right. I know there's exceptions. I shouldn't do a blanket. You know,
there's probably a nice, you know, not all turkeys. There's probably a nice turkey somewhere.
Not all,
going,
yeah.
I'm a nice
yes.
turkey.
Yeah. There's a turkey out
I'm
there.
I'm not
that's
like
a bad
the others.
Because the other one that crossed.
I'm not like the other turkeys.
So, but listen, all you turkeys are on notice because Thanksgiving is coming up. So, and I heard that Trump this year.
He's not going to pardon
any
of them.
He's not pardoning. In fact, he's taking all of the turkeys that were pardoned in the last 5 years that are still with
us.
He's
lining them up.
And he's lining them up. He's going to execute all of them on Thanksgiving Day. And he's also going to eat a bald eagle sandwich. Which you know, he's really changing the institutions from the ground up, and it's very terrifying. But yes, I've heard he's going to eat a bald eagle sandwich, roasted bald eagle at the Trump house. So, listen, this is awesome, Andrew. Thank
yep.
you again.
Thank you, Glenn.
So much. There's one last track on the album. It's called Sleepin' I'm Dead. And so bye, everybody. Hopefully see you this Saturday, November 18th at Lizard Lounge. Oh, and if you like what you're hearing, you can also pre-order the record still. We have a Pledge Music campaign. I should just mention that really quickly.
Yep.
That's pledgemusic.com/projects/parlorbells. You can pledge at different levels, sign up for different things different rewards, and but at the very least, you can get a pre-order of the album the day it comes out on November 18th.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Maybe. 1, 2, 3.
I've got a hole in my shoe. No one can see it, especially if I walk a certain way. There's a hole in my shoe. I forget about it. It's starting to feel natural to me. Look at him. He's got a hole in his shoe. Though I wouldn't really know it. It's only because he's walking like me. There's a hole in his shoe. I bet he doesn't know, or at least he forgot about it a long time ago. Every now and then my foot starts aching, my heart starts breaking, but I won't cry. That festering spot has infected my whole body. I learned to live with it, I just don't know why. I've got a hole in my shoe. Now she's got a hole in her shoe. She's trying hard to hide it, but that look on her mind is a real giveaway. There's a hole in her shoe. I bet she doesn't know, or maybe she forgot about it a long time ago. There's a hole in my shoe. There's a hole in my shoe. There's a hole in my shoe.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Satan's Tool Shed from Black Tie, before that Cuffing Season from Test Meat, and Hole in My Shoe from T-Max, and Ode to a Rock Dove from Old Jack, some new stuff. And now we're going to hear some Big Catholic Guilt.
You got it. Processing this one. Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report. Because one spark can start a wildfire.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. Get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at smokeybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Draw Me a Sky from Stereo Telescope. Before that, After the Riot from Milligram. Before that, Breaker from Very Lumar. And before that, No Woods, the radio edit from Stompbox, Blast from the Past. And now we're going to hear some Quintain Americana.